KSL News Time 319, and let's get an early check of your afternoon drive. Ricky Meese, how are we starting the day?
We are starting with some slow spots southbound on I-15, but that's expected for a Friday afternoon drive where delays usually set in pretty early. And that's what I'm seeing. If you're traveling southbound, leaving downtown, the brake lights are going to hit you about 2100 South and continue to 45th South in Murray, where we have an accident on the ramp from southbound I-15 at 45th. Those vehicles over to the right shoulder. More slowing Midvale to Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow now, Draper to 72nd South. The rest of the Valley freeways are looking good, but we had some debris on the road. Southbound I-15 in American Fork, just past Pioneer Crossing. UHP had to stop traffic temporarily to get that cleared off the road. Also, you want to watch for an accident called out on 9th East at about 5700 South. Mark?
Is tweeting us out a brand new crash this afternoon. Boy, there seems to be one every day at this location, and traffic already pretty slow this Friday afternoon. That's going to be Washington Boulevard at Riverdale Road in Weber County. It looks like northbound traffic may be affected there. But on the freeways, leaving downtown Salt Lake City and heading into Davis County, you do have just the ordinary delays from about Shepherd Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. And now we have southbound delays coming from Sunset into Clearfield. That's going to be southbound I-15. UDOT construction alert. Watch for lane restrictions on I-15 in Weber County. Beginning as early as Friday night, crews will be repaving the freeway between Riverdale and Far West. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.